little duck's smiling face appears on a blue background with a pattern like a sunburst.
Who's got the sweetest disposition? One guess, guess who? Who never, never starts an argument? Hmm? Who never shows a bit of temperament?
Chip and Dale sit holding kernels from an overturned bag of popcorn. A title above them reads, Corn Chips.
Who gets stuck with all the bad luck? No one but Donald Duck.
On a snow-blanketed yard in front of a suburban house, Donald clears a path leading to the entrance. Snow falls behind him. He looks up. Snow hits him in the face. Above him, Chip and Dale sweep snow off a tree branch using leaves. Donald scoops them up with his shovel and sets them on the pathway where they continue sweeping. Eyeing the still uncleared path on his other side, Donald scoops up the chipmunks and sets them working on it. Chip and Dale continue sweeping at the same pace. Leaning on his shovel, Donald watches them work. Pausing, Chip wipes his brow while Dale pants. They speedily clear the path all the way to the sidewalk outside, where they slam into a fire hydrant.
What's that? Which way did he go?
Turning, they see Donald. He goes inside.
What's in your time there? Gee whiz, that's a raw deal. I ought to knock your block off.
Dale shapes a mound of snow into a duck. He and Chip take turns battering it.
Take that. And that.
They stomp on the snow. Bouncing their bellies on the ground and rubbing an arm each as though rolling up a sleeve, they march up to the house. Dale struggles with the doorknob as Chip peers through the keyhole. He taps Dale on the nose. Dale bends down from the doorknob and peers in. Chip turns him the right way up.
Oh, boy. Yum, yum, popcorn.
Donald holds a box of popcorn. Dale smacks his lips. Seeing Donald approaching the door with a basket, the chipmunks get on top of the knob. As Donald exits the house, they sneak onto the doorknob on the inner side.
We're in.
They scamper across the living room to a low table where Dale climbs on Chip to get into the popcorn box. It tips over, spilling unpopped kernels. On the floor, Chip bites down on one. Frowning, he tries again. Dale scoops up an armful and shoves it in his mouth, pounding himself on the head as he chews. He spits the kernels out.
We've been dipped. It's lousy.
Chip kicks some kernels, which land in the lit fireplace. Popcorn bursts out, startling the brothers who scurry under a rug. A kernel lands near them. Chip sniffs it, then picks it up. It pops in his hand. He eats the popcorn, then smiles at Dale. They race to the popcorn and begin eating. Seeing Donald entering with firewood, they scoop the spilled kernels back into the box and hop in, tipping it upright. They peek out of the box but quickly duck back in as Donald grabs the box and pours the contents into a lidded pan. He shakes the pan over the fire. Inside the pan, the chipmunks face each other. A kernel pops. Many more pop around them. Donald gives the pan a few more shakes, then empties it into a bowl.
There we go.
The chipmunks tumble out along with the popcorn.
Yum, yum, yum.
Settling down in an armchair, Donald sets the bowl on the floor. He reads. Chip pokes his head out of the popcorn and sees the duck reaching down. As Donald grabs a fistful, including Chip, Dale yanks his brother down. Donald eats, then reaches down for more. His eyes widen. He sees Chip carrying off the bowl with Dale in it. He chases after them. Outside, the brothers push the bowl through the snow into a tree hollow. Chip smooths out the final stretch of their tracks. As he leans against the tree, popcorn drifts down from above.
It's going.
He steps out of the drift, then stops and notices the popcorn tumbling from a particular tree branch.
Oh, yeah?
He hurries into the hollow and emerges at an opening higher up where the chipmunks lounge eating the popcorn. Unseen by them, Donald empties the bowl and replaces it. Chip reaches into the bowl. Finding it empty, he glares at Dale, who sports a protruding belly. Chip kicks him.
You big baboon, you ate all the corn. I did not. Oh, yeah? Look at that.
Chip pokes his bulging stomach. Dale pulls out a pine cone from behind his back.
Well, what do you think it went?
Donald's stuffed stocking cap goes by.
Uh-oh.
Running ahead on the branch, Chip pulls it off Donald. He and Dale find it empty, then notice a pyramid of popcorn on Donald's head. Chip runs forward again while Dale holds the bowl behind Donald's head. Donald looks up and the popcorn falls in. The brothers push the bowl into the hollow, then double back as Donald comes out of it.
Double back, you!
They run onto the roof.
I'll bring you up there.
At the top, the chipmunks hop in the bowl and sled down. The bowl smashes into a gutter, sending the chipmunks and popcorn down a drainpipe. Donald slides off the roof. Below, the chipmunks collect the popcorn in Donald's cap and tie it closed. As Donald intercepts them on the cleared path, Chip and Dale throw the cap over his head like a football. They pass the cap back and forth. Donald catches a pass. He slides into his door. Catching the cap, Chip and Dale run into the tree hollow. Donald follows them in, but bounces out with the shovel flattened against his face. He drops to the snow, then gets to his feet.
Oh, yeah? I'll smoke him out.
He piles firewood into the hollow. The brothers watch him from a branch.
There's going to be a problem. Up to Donald wants the fire.
Dale nods. Below, Donald sets the firewood burning. Dale waves a white flag. Chip drops the cap into Donald's hands. He heads off smiling. Above him, Dale rushes off and returns with a fresh box of popcorn. Smoke wafts from the opening nearby, into which the brothers pour the kernels. Donald looks back to see popcorn bursting from the tree like fireworks and piling up below. The chipmunks continue to pour kernels into the hollow while Donald stands buried up to his chest in the popped corn. He begins shoveling the popcorn, blanketing his yard all the way into the sidewalk. Words appear, the end. Audio description by Deluxe with funding by Walt Disney Studios. Voice by Darren Revitz.